No sooner had Booster returned to Dorvin's side than the bureaucrat asked, "Does that mean you have a seat available?"
"I suppose it does,"
Booster replied, still playing hard to get.
"If you've got the entry fee."
"Of course." Dorvin pulled a certified bank voucher from inside his tunic and passed it over. "I know what you're thinking, Booster, but I assure you, I'm not in the habit of asking for bribes." Booster inspected the voucher.
"1,000,000 credits, he said, nodding. "That's a big entry fee for a public servant."
Dorvin nodded. "I told you, Booster, I know how to place a bock."
"I guess maybe you do,"
Booster said, chuckling. He passed the voucher over to Lyari.
"Let Lando know that Wynn will be taking Senator Treen's seat. Then have someone take him down to the tournament."
"Sure."
Lyari spoke into her comlink, then looked back to Dorvin.
"The tournament just started. By the time we get you down there, you'll have missed the first 12 hands or so. It's not too late to withdraw if you find that objectionable."
"You wouldn't have my money if I did." Dorvin turned to Booster, then asked, "May I ask just who are these partners of yours?"
"You can ask."
Booster motioned for Lyari to get Dorvin off the bridge, then realized that maybe Dorvin's unexpected arrival was no more than the lucky break it appeared to be, what his grandkids like to call the will of the Force. He raised his hand to stop Lyari, then said,
"Wynn, how about staying on the bridge for a bit? There's something I want you to see."
Dorvin scowled. "What about the tournament?"
"It's a 3-day tournament," Lyari reminded him. "Do you think 10 minutes at the beginning will make a difference?"
"And we'll refund 10% of your entry fee," Booster added. "You won't want to miss this. Trust me."
Dorvin sighed, then reached into his pocket and stroked something, probably the chitlick he was rumored to keep as a pet. 10 minutes, he said. "After that, I want to be at the table."
"Deal."
Booster made a scribbling motion, instructing Lyari to get a voucher, then turned to his Bith navigation officer.
"Bring us about, Rat. You know where we're going."
"Copy, Booster,"
Rat replied.
"Setting a course for Orbital Mirror Baker 6 Tango.
"Good,"
Booster said.
"Murfin, bring batteries 8, 10, and 12 online."
"Batteries 8, 10, and 12 charging and acquiring targets,"
Murfin, the Brub weapons officer, confirmed.
"Ready to attack in 20 seconds.
"Attack?" Dorvin must have been made of sterner stuff than he looked, for his voice was calm and his face empty of surprise. "A climate control mirror."
"Didn't I say you wouldn't want to miss this?"
Booster replied.
"Murfin, put the target on display."